Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
For over a decade, we've ended this broadcast by telling you that your input does make a difference. And yesterday, it certainly did. 2 weeks ago, I received a call on a Saturday evening saying that a bill had been introduced in the Senate to do away with marriage licenses in Montana. The bill had already cleared the Senate Judiciary Committee with virtually no public input and was on its way to the Senate floor. The bill was being carried by a powerful member of the Senate leadership team and quickly passed out of the Senate on a vote of 31-19. It looked unstoppable, but we spoke to several senators who voted for the bill with serious reservations. We knew the bill could be stopped, but it literally required all hands on deck. When the bill arrived in the House, it was assigned to the Human Services Committee, and our team went to work. We let the members know that the bill was on its way and that we opposed it. Then, last Wednesday, we stood before the committee and made our case. This bill was too important to be rammed through in the final days of a session. We've been around long enough to know a setup when we see one, and this was exactly that. Big bill, powerful sponsor, little time to respond, and even less time to evaluate the long-term ramifications. It had all the hallmarks of a disaster in the making, and its target was marriage, the most important institution in our state. We reminded the committee that there were no witnesses in favor of the bill in either the House or Senate hearings. If the bill passed, Montana would be the first state in the nation to do this. Everything proposed in the bill can be done currently without threatening the system as a whole. And finally, the optional filing of a declaration of marriage would cause enormous confusion. A witness from the Department of Health and Human Services said their employees trying to handle paternity or child protective cases would not know where to look for a declaration of marriage or if one even existed. They also said many benefits and programs depend upon a marriage certificate as verification, and tracking these optional marriage declarations would be a nightmare, especially for survivors trying to access benefits in a hostile divorce situation. The goal of the bill sponsor was to get the state out of the marriage business. Not necessarily a bad idea. Marriage was ordained by God and is properly the purview of the church. However, the state has been involved in marriage for so long that simply pulling the plug could result in a litany of negative unforeseen consequences. In our opinion, it was too much, too fast, and on too important a subject to be passed hastily in the final days of a session. We had done our part. At that point, it was up to you. We put out a call to action, and you flooded the committee with messages urging the members to vote no. Yesterday afternoon at 3:45, the committee killed the bill on a vote of 14-1. Congratulations, Montana. It was a huge victory on a bill that 1 week ago appeared unstoppable, and it only happened because you spoke up loud and clear. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.